We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud, the middle of the Gemara that says that Hashem told David HaMelech he's going to die on Shabbos. So therefore, since David HaMelech knew he's going to die on Shabbos, Zoch the Gemara, Kol Yoyimei the Shabbos, the whole Shabbos, have a Yosef Agaros Kol Yoyimei. He's learned the entire Shabbos. I guess he davened also. I don't know, no one speaks that. Must have davened that learned the entire Shabbos. Why did he learn? Because like Rashi says, the Gemara in Shaita says that Torah is Megina Mimava. Someone who learns Torah can't be killed. Therefore, he figured he'll learn the whole Shabbos, he won't die. Ahu Yoyimei the Boyle Menech Nafshe, the day he was supposed to die, Kom Malach HaMavas Kameh, the Malach HaMavas got up in front of him and tried to distract him. L'yochale, he was so orangutan learning, could not distract him. And he couldn't kill him. The Lord have a pasuk pumei gersa because he didn't stop learning for a second. Oh my everly, what should I do? So he thought of an idea. Havli bustana achare beis. So David HaMelech behind his palace had a big garden. He went down and started shaking the trees in a crazy way. It was a crazy sound. Nafak lemechsi. So David HaMelech got up to look, and while he got up, he still didn't stop learning. He was thinking, learning, talking, learning, saying over gemaras while he was walking outside. So he still didn't stop learning yet. Have a solik with Dargah, he was going down the steps to go take a look. Ifkas Dargah Matuse, one of the steps just disappeared. He missed a step. Ishtik, he was quiet. He stopped learning a second. He goes, oi! And right there, Menach Nafshe, and he died. Stopped learning for a second, and he died. Now, what was the Shaila? Now, David HaMelech is dead on, he died, he was Nifter on Shabbos. Shalach Shleimut. And some say it was on Shavuos, but it was on Shabbos. Shalach Shloimoi lebei midrasha. Shloimoi HaMelech sent two shailas to Beis Medrash. One shaila, nothing to do with the other shaila. Two separate shailas. One shaila he asked was, Abba Meis Mutav Achama. He said, my father, David HaMelech, was Nifter, and he's sitting in the sun outside. I don't want him to get spoiled, Chas V'Shalom. I want to bring him inside. But the problem is, a Meis is Mukso. What could I do? There's one shaila. Another shaila is, V'Klovim Shal Beis Abba Revim. Another shaila was that the dogs were hungry. The dogs were hungry. And the Mepharshim speak out, and Yaakov speaks out, that the whole time that when David HaMelech was alive, the dogs ate from the leftover of a Suda. But now David HaMelech was dead, he didn't have a Suda, so the dogs were hungry. So what should I do for the dogs? Two separate shilas. Ma'asa, how could I feed dogs on Shabbos? Shalkulei, so they answered, regarding the dogs, chateich nevela v'niach v'nei klovim. Cut a piece of nevela and give it to the klovim. And it's not a problem of muksa. But your father, you want to bring him inside. It's muksa. Hanech alav kikar ay tinok v'taltle. Put on your father a kikar, a piece of challah or a tinok. They're not muksa. And yamataltle agav them. Yamataltle agav the kikar or tinok. It's a special heta for mace. For covered on mace, you'll have to do this. They agav the kikar or tinok, you'll be able to move the mace. You don't see from here a kelev chay, a live dog is better than an aryeh, which is David HaMelech HaMeis. Now, how do you see the kelev is better? So, two pshatim rashi. Either pshat is because you see, you feed the klovim the vela without any problem. You're allowed to carry the vela, move the vela without kikar atinuk. But David HaMelech was dead, you have to use a kikar atinuk. That's one pshat why you see a kelev is better. The other pshat is because the chazal answered the shayla and kelev first before they answered the shayla of David HaMelech. So you see, it's more chashuv, the kelev chai is more chashuv than the aryeh, the lion, David HaMelech HaMeis. Now the Gemara goes weiter, and back, Rav Tanken goes back to the Ikka Shailom. Le'inyin, she'elah shiru kadmeichoin. And the Gavir Shail, you asked me, are you allowed to extinguish a fire for a she'elah shiru kadmeichoin sakana? So you answer, ner kori ner. And it's Shabbos Shalom Kari Ner, of Neshama Gakol Ner, Mut of Tichba Ner Shabbos Vadam, a place Ner is a Kari's Baruch Hu. The Ner of a Shama is the Ner of a Kari's Baruch Hu. It's better you extinguish a Ner of a person who lights it than the Ner of a Kari's Baruch Hu is a person. Therefore, the person, rather let the person live than the Ner live. And Rashi speaks out, this is not the Makar that Kuch Nefesh is a Deicha Shabbos. We learn it from Vachai Behem. He just said it in a way that's Divri Agada to Moshech, the Leiv HaShoimim. He says, Olam Yavei Oretz there, and maybe Noshim also came to the Shir. And therefore, he said in this way that they're both called Ner, and it's better Ner Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, better Ner Shel Bas of Adam. Zogti Moravait. Omar Rav Yehuda Bereder Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Meshmei De Rav. Bikshu Chachamim Lignoiz Sefer Kehelas. The Chachamim wanted, Shlomo HaMelech wrote Sefer Kehelas, And there were a lot of stiras in Sefer Kehelos. The Gemara is going to explain. The Gemara is explain why it's not really a stira. But maybe people think it's a stira, and therefore they want to be going as a sefer because people get confused. Because the words in Kehelos contradict each other. So why taka didn't they hide it? Because Kehelos starts off with Divrei Torah and ends off with Divrei Torah. Tchilasai Divrei Torah. The Chassid says in the pasuk in Kehelos. What is the purpose? What is the gain of a person who works under the sun? That's where it's useless, that work. But things are before the Shemesh, that means a Torah that was created before the sun, that he has major revach. There is a major revach in learning Torah. And that's how the Kehelos starts off. So he starts off with Divrei Torah and ends off with Divrei Torah. Soif Dava Kol Nishma. Everything. You make any cheshbonos, it's like Kim Yarev is mitzvos of Shemar Kizeh Kala Adam. You keep the Torah and the mitzvahs, that's Kala Adam. What does it mean, Zeh Kala Adam? Three pshatim. Om Rav Eliezer, Kala Ulam Kuli Nivrel Vishvil Zeh. The whole world was created for this person who keeps the mitzvahs. Rav Abra, Kanamar, Shalko Zeh Kana Kam Kula. He's worth the same like the whole world. And Shimon Azeh Amar, Vamri Lo Shimon Zeh Amar, Lo Nivrel Kala Kula Ela Tzavis Zeh. The whole world was only created to service this person. But either way, you see, the end of Kehelos teaches us that the Soif Dava is the most important thing, because that Kala Adam is as like Kim Yerevitz Mitzvah Shemar, which is Divrei Torah. And therefore, they knew Kehelos was a Gevaldik Sefer to have around. It started off with Divrei Torah, end of Divrei Torah. Now, what are examples of the Stiris? My Dvar Soifim Zeh Zeh. Zok the Gemara, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Toiv Kas Mischoik. It's better to be angry than to laugh. And the another Pasuk, Ksiv, Lischoik Amartim Hulal. It's Gevaldik to laugh, to make jokes. So, Lischoik Amartim Ahoilo. So, which one is it's a stira. It says Toiv Kas Mischoik, and it says Lischoik is Gevaldik. Another stira, Ksiv, Shibachti Nisa Simcha. I praise Simcha, happiness. Uksiv, Simcha Maza. Oh, so what does Simcha do? What's it worth? So tomorrow, on each theory is not shver. The first theory, that one place says that kas better than schoik, other place says schoik is gewaldig, like kasha, toiv kas mischoik, it means like this, toiv kas, shekoyes gosh baruch hu al tzadikim b'yom hazeh, the anger that Hashem shows tzadikim this world, is better mischoik shemischachik gosh baruch hu al shom b'yom hazeh, it's better than the schoik Hashem shows b'shom in this world. Why? Because it's a good for tzaddik to get a little bit cast in this world. This way, he'll have a pure olam haba in the next world. And the schoik for Hashem is not good. They're losing olam haba. What does mean schoik olam artim ahoy? What does mean good to have schoik? Zeh schoik shemesachei kosh baruch hu mitzikim olam haba. That means the schoik in olam haba, the schar in olam haba, that's gevaldik, that's praiseworthy, unbelievably praiseworthy. The schoik that the tzaddikim are going to have in olam haba, the happiness that the tzaddikim are going to have in olam haba. That answers that theory. Shabbat is a simcha. What does it mean that on one hand it says we praise the simcha, on the other hand we say simcha is no good? Shabbat is a simcha, says simcha shal mitzvah. That's simcha of mitzvah. Like to simcha chosun v'kala, like Rashi says. Simcha chosun v'kala, that's a simcha shal mitzvah. That's a praiseworthy simcha. Simcha ma'aza oisa, is that simcha shal mitzvah? That simcha is not a mitzvah. A happiness is not a mitzvah. Happiness is not a mitzvah, not a good thing. That's not the best thing. Lamdecha, you see, she'in shechina shayra. Forget, Simcha Shemitzvah is very important because the Shechina is not Shaira on a person when he's Atzvos, when he's depressed, when he's lazy, when he's laughing for like Litzanis, not also Litzanis, Sicha, not when he just stamp plapples, that make no sense. Ella Metech Dvar Simcha Shemitzvah. You know when Shechina Shaira? When he's doing Simcha Shemitzvah, when he eats that matzah and he jumps up and down eating that matzah, or the Arba Kaisis, that's the Simcha Shemitzvah where the Shechina comes. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, V'atak chuli menagein, V'hoyo kenagein menagein, V'tir lov yad Hashem. This Pasuk is talking about Elisha HaNavi, that he wanted to make himself feel better, so the Shechina should be shayra on him. And that's called Simcha Shemitzvah, because he wants the nigin to be able to have Ashras Shechina, like Rashi says. That's called a mitzvah. And that type of simple school mitzvah. Someone wants to hear music to make himself happy for Avodas Hashem. That's called Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Come with me in this Gemara. Om Rav Yehuda, not only for Shechina Shaira is it good to have Simcha. Chayin Dvar Halacha. It's very good to have a Simcha Shel Mitzvah before you start learning also. Om Rav Yehuda, also it's a good schooler to go to sleep after Simcha Shel Mitzvah, because then you'll have good dreams. How can you tell me when you're learning, you should have simcha? Any Tamachokum is sitting in front of his Rebbe, and his lips are not dripping like bitterness. It means he's so nervous. Techevena, he's going to land up in Gehenna. He doesn't sit be'im of Yira with fear in front of his Rebbe. He's going to get Eshel Gehenna. Shneimer says in the Pasuk, Sveisaisav Sheshanim Noitvois Mar Oiver. And how do you touch this Pasuk? Al Tikri Mar Oiver, Ella, and the Pasuk is Mar Oiver. Al Tikri Mar Oiver, Ella Mar Oiver, which means, and also Al Tikri Sheshanim, Ella Sheshanim, which means that when you're learning, Shoshanim is also learning, you should have this mar, this bitterness. And if not, then oiver, you land up in Gehenim. Zog the Gemara. So what do you see? You see when you're learning, you shouldn't be have simcha. And here we're saying, you should have simcha shemitzah before you learn. And for the Gemara, like Kasha, ha, berabba, vaha, betalmid. The Rebbe should only give over matayach simcha. But the Talmud, he doesn't make the jokes. You know, the Rebbe makes the joke. The Talmud shouldn't make the joke to start off. But by saying, even by Rebbe, it's not so partial. Hava ha barabba. Lekasha, ha me kam liftach. Before he starts learning, he can make the joke. Vaha le basta pasach. After he starts learning, he shouldn't make any jokes. Vechei ha de rabba. Me kam li de pasach rabbana. Before he started learning with the Talmidim, ha mils de beduchasa. He said some joke. Ubat chir rabbana. And I'm left. Lesoiv yosev ve'emisah pasach shmaisa. He started with fear and started learning the sugya. Zok the Gemara, v'af sefer mishle b'kshu l'gdois. Sefer mishle also they wanted to hide. Why? Shoyidvarim sarayis v'zerzeh. There was theorists there also. Premal lo'ganzu. Why didn't they hide it? Amri, sefer kelas lav ayin v'ashkidu taime. Didn't we ma'ayin it and we found there wasn't really a stira? Hakinami, lying, let's be ma'ayin and see it's not a stira. And my dvar says v'zerzeh. What were the stiras that we found in sefer mishle that we wanted to hide it? It says in one pasuk, if a fool asks you a question, don't answer him like his foolishness. Just be quiet. Answer a fool like his foolishness. So you see, you do answer, you don't answer. Like by divrei Torah, you have to answer him because he's going to think that he's so smart and he got it right if you're quiet. But let him think what he wants. You don't have to answer him. If a foolish guy tells you something, you don't have to answer him. But the Ritari, you have to answer him because you have to show him the right way. Because he can't let him think he's right. And the Gemara gives examples. Kihadu also kamei the Rebbe. Omalei ishtecha ishti. You know, your wife is my wife. Benecha bana. And your kids are my kids. Basically saying, told Rebbe, your kids are my mzerim. Omalei, so Rebbe didn't answer the shyly. He says, Ritzenech ishtecha ishti. Maybe you want to drink some wine? Have some wine, good wine for you. And he really meant it, emes. He was ignoring him. He wanted to serve him some good wine. Lamai said, what happened? Shasa upaka. This person who was making him crazy, this fool, drank the wine and he died on the spot. And the same story happened with Rav Chia. Who dasa kaved Rav Chia? Amalei imcha ishti, your mother is my wife. Ata b'ni, and you are my child, you are a mamzer. Amalei, ritzaycha shistakosh shayayin, you want to drink some wine? Shasa, drink. You want to drink some wine? Shasa, he drank the wine of paka and he died. And Rav Chia explains how Rebbe was zaycha that you know, no laws worked on his children. Rebbe's tefillahs work that make that his children should not be mamzerim. The Rebbe came a matzli when Rebbe used to daven. Omar, you wrote some fanecha. Hashem alakenush taslenu ayoyim aze ponim. Save me today from aze ponim. They shouldn't hurt me. Aze ponim means from mamzeris. He used to daven every day. Save me from mamzeris, from a laz of mamzeris, from a rumor that my children are mamzerim. So that's what it means. You shouldn't answer a fool like his foolishness means by mila da alma, by stam not taira. What's the example of the retaira? The retaira mahi ki hodi yosiv rav gamil v'kadarish. Gamil was darshaning. I see the isha. He darshan psukim that says I see the isha in the main mashiach shetelad v'chol yoyim. They'll give birth to a child every day. Shnema horo v'yiladus yachtov. They're gonna get pregnant and give birth the same day. Ligle v'alav oisa talmid. That Talmud said, what are you talking about? There's no such thing as a new mitzias under the shemesh. So how could it be such a thing? I will show you, even in this world, there is such a thing like that. Nafak v'achvetan girls, I showed him a chicken, which gives birth every day, a bag. So you see, there is such ideas. So it's not so shver that Mashiach comes, this will happen. V'su, yosir ragmil v'kadarish. Asidim ilonais shemaitzim peris v'chol yayim. One day, when Mashiach comes, pears will give out fruit every single day. Shenema menasa ona for osa pri. And we darshi ma ona for cholyim. Just like a branch grows every day, af pri for cholyim of every day will the tree will produce another peri. Ligalois a talmud. That talmud, certain talmud said, what are you talking about, Rav Gamliel? Omar, a sitting kachosh hachas shemesh. I'm like bavari acha. I'll show you the extra thing already in this world. Nafag achvay tzlaf. He showed him the caper tree, which also grows very often, every day, a new fruit. So you see that by divrei Torah you have to answer ki ivalta. And the third case is v'su yosef Rav Gamliel v'kadorish. I see there it shows toisik luskayis m'mitzvah mashiach. You know, Danishes will grow out of the ground. Ukli milas and fully made clothing will grow out of the ground. Shenema he pisas bar v'aretz. And pieces bar can mean both clothing and tvua, like Rashi says. Bar is loshon tvua, which means like gluskoyis, that's like the size of your hand. Pieces ya loshon pieces bar means tvua, like a pisas, which means like a Danish, or it means like clothing. And he said clothing and Danish will grow out of the ground. Ligul versa Talmud. Vama ain't kachosh hakashem. It's not just thing. Amalei bava reachadu masim ozal. I'll show you this thing in this world. Nafak achvalei kameim bepoitres. Show them these mushrooms that grow like they grow like a big wide thing. They look like a Danish. The Akli Milas and regarding clothing, he showed him Navra Bar Kura. He showed him this thing that grows around these palm trees that look like clothing. So you see, it is Shaykh Shah thing. So you see here, you answer a fool like his foolishness when it's by Divrei Torah.